Yameen Rashid, a prominent blogger and activist in the Maldives, was stabbed to death on Sunday. He had reported receiving death threats. Rashid was a satirist and commentator who took aim at radical Islamists in the Maldives on his blog, The Daily Panic. He was also a frequent critic of the government. Political tension has been mounting in the country since a 2012 coup removed the country's first democratically elected president. Recently, the Maldives has seen dozens of its citizens leave to join the so-called Islamic State. We're joined now via Skype by Mohammed Junaid, a journalist with the publication Maldives Independent. And first of all, Junaid, our condolences, because we understand that you knew Rashid personally.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about him. What kind of person was he?
Well, he spent most of his life in India. He came to Maldives around 2009, and ever since he came back, one thing that he noticed, you know, was that the people in power, you know, the government or the presidents in power, were using Islam as a tool to, you know, control or manipulate the masses, and this was something that he felt like he could not stand aside and watch, you know, while this was being done. So he decided that he'll speak up against it. And ever since then, he has been blogging about, you know, politics in Maldives. He had a very loud voice in the interwebs. His presence in social media and the blog Daily Panic was one of the most popular blogs.
What kind of things was he specifically writing about?
He started recently writing a news roundup, which would poke fun mostly at, you know, the political things that the government were doing. But most of his, like, deeper pieces were about mostly concentrated around radicalization and how Maldivian society was changing towards a more fundamental strain of Islam.
Well, the UK ambassador called Rashid a passionate champion of free speech and human rights. One of the things that Rashid had been trying to do, he was part of a campaign or behind a campaign to find his friend Ahmed Rilwan Abdullah, who was actually a colleague of yours at Maldives Independent, who's been missing since 2014. What happened to him?
What little we know about his abduction is that it happened in August 2014. But the police tried to turn the investigation around, saying that he might have run away from home and so on. But a year into the disappearance, the police came out and said that we have CCTV footage of people following Rilwan the night he was abducted. And it will be 4 years since his abduction in about 8 or 9 days. But so far, there has been no leads at all. And the few people that the police has arrested regarding the abduction has been let off after their arrests.
May I ask, are you concerned for your safety? Have you received threats?
Well, I think there are very few journalists in Maldives who has not received a threat. So threats are targeted at people who are more, you know, more seen as being the people who are leading this. People like Rashid and Rilwan and my former editor Zahina, for example, they are more often targeted than other journalists. But I think there'll be very few journalists in Maldives who has not received that threat at this point.
Huh. Well, finally, let me ask you, there was a remembrance ceremony for Rashid today. People gathered on the beach, I understand, and released red balloons in the air. Why the red balloons?
The red balloon is the last tweet that he sent out. He sent the emoticon of a red balloon, and that was his last tweet. So it has sort of become this symbol of what happened to him, and it has become a symbol for the campaign that we are starting now, calling on authorities to find the perpetrators behind this crime and to bring to justice the people who are behind this.
Well, that's Mohammed Junaid, journalist with the publication Maldives Independent, helping us remember his friend Yameen Rashid, a blogger and activist who was stabbed to death on Sunday. Junaid, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.